the floor to Karina Vargas from the Foreign Ministry. Thank you very much, Minister. In this second statement, we'd like to comment on the concerns raised related to gender equality and access to justice of women victims of violence, questions posed by several delegations, including Germany, Mozambique, Montenegro, and others. In 2013, the World Economic Forum positioned Nicaragua in position number 10 in terms of gender equality, stating that it is the country in Latin America with the greatest gender equality. In the same year, UN Women also placed Nicaragua amongst the one of the first countries with the greatest percentage of women in ministerial and legislative positions. Nicaragua has maintained high levels of and indicators of gender equality during this time, as stated in the previous report. In the Republic of Nicaragua, we guarantee that all women have effective exercise of their rights, ensuring rapid, transparent, and effective access to established services. We are promoting information and public awareness campaigns on violence against women. In 2017, Ley 952, which is the law of criminal and reform of criminal procedures related to violence against women, has strengthened the investigation and punishment of crimes of violence and femicide. The state of Nicaragua, through our Government of Unity and National Reconciliation, approved Decree 43-2014 under the title State Policies to Strengthen Nicaragua Families and Prevent Violence, and this decree has the objective to promote rights of women and girls and adolescents and guarantee life free of violence and promotes development and well-being on the principles of equality and non-discrimination, establishing measures that help us prevent, punish, and eradicate progressively violence through providing special attention to women and changing existing social cultural stereotypes. Since 2016, the state has a special protocol on criminal prosecution with the gender perspective in mind, Agreement 235 from 7 January 2016, with the objective to expand access to justice and legal protection. During the period of 2014-2018, 61 offices for women and girls affairs have been established throughout national territory. In 2015, the Office for Women, Girls, and Adolescents was merged with the Directorate for Legal Assistance in order to increase capacity building, spread good practices, and provide support through specialized staff and technical assistance with the objective to provide better services in communities. As part of updating normal internal regulations of the public ministry, the General Prosecutor of the Republic approved in 2016, a protocol on criminal prosecution with a gender perspective in mind, in line with Law 779 and the amendment of Regulation 42-2014 to strengthen the investigative functions of the judiciary. The judiciary, in its strategic plan 2012-2021, has its objective to improve the reduction of judicial delays and improve access to the judiciary and guarantee legal security and impartiality of judges. In order to improve access to the judiciary for women, the President of the Supreme Court of Justice and the National Council for Administration and Career and Judicial Careers has established a gender policy through which the gender perspective has included in the administration of justice, carrying out activities that reflect the needs of individuals, women and men as well, with respecting their full rights and providing special attention to women and children. We've created a special chamber in the appeals tribunal with 22 judges, guaranteeing oral public hearings involving specialized personnel. The state of Nicaragua, through its judiciary, has a commission on gender integrated by judges, and this branch of state power has a technical gender technical secretariat and a national judicial observatory to combat violence in Nicaragua. The judiciary has also a public defender that has the mission to facilitate access to justice, making good on the protection of the human rights of persons that do not have enough resources and are in situations of vulnerability. And the public defender has carried out capacity building activities on human rights, individual rights, rights of families, rights related to employment, and the rights of persons with disabilities, among other things. The state of Nicaragua, through the Ministry of Women, develops strategies to strengthen the leadership and participation of women in political, economic, and social lives with 70,171 community leaders, councillors, mayors, deputy mayors, women entrepreneurs, and also we have carried out public awareness campaigns amongst 8,124 public officials for the elaboration, implementation, and follow-up to policies, strategies, educational curricula, and gender instruments and tools to provide the strengthening and building of harmonious, balanced